This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran says it will no longer abide by any of the limits of its 2015 nuclear deal with world powers as the Islamic Republic and the United States trade hostile messages following the killing of a top Iranian general in an American airstrike. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Hundreds of thousands of people flooded streets in Iran Sunday to walk alongside a casket carrying the remains of Revolutionary Guard General Qasem Soleimani. He was the leader of its Expeditionary Quds Force, which organizes Tehran's proxy forces around the Middle East. Iran's parliament opened with lawmakers chanting, "Death to America." Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani said President Trump had committed a big crime. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells ABC's This Week,
"We've told the Iranian regime enough. You can't get away with using proxy forces and think your homeland will be safe and secure. We're going to respond against the actual decision makers."
Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament is calling for the expulsion of U.S. troops from the country in response to the attack. Ben Thomas, Washington.
With Iran vowing revenge, VOA's national security correspondent Jeff Seldon says his sources worry about a military attack.
So there's a lot of concern that U.S. forces could come under attack, but they also worry, intelligence officials long have worried, that Iran has a terror network at its disposal. It's been able to strike in places as far away as Buenos Aires, Argentina. In South America, it's been able to pull off plots in Bulgaria. So it has a long reach, and it can strike the U.S. in ways which are not necessarily easy to defend against.
More than 2 years after a wave of sexual assault allegations against movie mogul Harvey Weinstein ushered in the Me Too movement, the disgraced movie mogul faces another reckoning, a criminal trial that could put him behind bars for the rest of his life. He stands trial for rape starting Monday. This is VOA News. At least 30 people have been killed in an attack on a Libyan military academy, Julian Setherwaite reports.
The health ministry said Sunday that the toll was likely to rise, with many more injured. Libya's capital faces growing conflict. It's under the control of the internationally recognized Government of National Accord, but faces an offensive by the rival Libyan National Army, or LNA. Forces allied with the government blamed it for Saturday's attack, which they called an aerial bombing. The foreign ministry called for LNA chief Khalifa Haftar to be referred to the International Criminal Court. They say he's guilty of crimes against humanity.
Pro-government legislators seized control of Venezuela's opposition-dominated legislature Sunday, moving to install a backer of President Nicolas Maduro as National Assembly president. Meanwhile, government security forces blocked opposition lawmakers from entering the building. The political opposition denounced the move as illegitimate. They see it as a bid to undermine the authority of Assembly President Juan Guaido. Guaido is seen by the United States and nearly 60 other countries as the country's legitimate leader. Guaido had been expected to be re-elected Sunday to a second one-year term as National Assembly president in a scheduled vote, given the opposition's strong majority in the chamber. Instead, he found himself trying unsuccessfully to clamber over a spiked fence to reach the assembly, tearing his suit jacket and tussling with security forces. He later held a press conference. Islamic extremists killed three U.S. military personnel Sunday when they attacked a military base used by U.S. and Kenyan forces along the border with Somalia. The extremists stormed past a perimeter surrounding the Manda Bay airfield, destroying several U.S. aircraft and a number of vehicles before U.S. and Kenyan forces beat them back. U.S. Africa Command says three killed were a U.S. service member and two contractors. Thousands took part in a solidarity march and rally in New York City on Sunday to denounce anti-Semitism and all acts of hate. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
They marched across the Brooklyn Bridge with signs reading, "No hate, no fear." Michael Miller is head of the Jewish Community Relations Council.
We've had enough of being preyed upon.
With anti-Semitic attacks on the rise, Ariel Sapash is afraid for her family.
Everyone in America should be able to live, not fear to go to synagogue.
Governor Andrew Cuomo wants a domestic terrorism law.
These are terrorists and it should be punished as such.
And he's making an additional $45 billion available to non-public schools and religious institutions for security. Julie Walker, New York.
I'm Marissa Melton and you're listening to VOA News.